Did Shakespeare write Shakespeare? That's the question, at least according to Roland Emmerich's new movie, Anonymous. Our film critic Bob Mondello says after seeing the film, you may have a few questions of your own.
I went in a skeptic, but I have to say, Anonymous raises one question of authorship pretty persuasively. I mean, what a preposterous notion that Roland Emmerich could have made this movie. The guy who revived Godzilla, went to war with aliens in Independence Day, and trashed the whole world in 2012? We're supposed to believe he's suddenly concerning himself with doublets, corsets, elaborate facial hair, and the intrigues of Elizabethan England? Ridiculous.
Fraud! Charlatan!
Besides, there are lots of likelier movie makers for this picture. Kenneth Branagh, for one. Or how about Laurence Olivier, who admittedly has the disadvantage of being dead. But why should that be a problem? Anonymous, after all, claims Edward de Vere wrote Shakespeare's plays, though he died before about a dozen of them were produced. Youth in this chronology isn't a problem either. Witness Edward de Vere wowing a youngish Queen Elizabeth by starring in his own Midsummer Night's Dream when he's 9 years old.
Your father tells me you wrote this evening's play yourself.
I did indeed, Your Majesty.
You sport with me.
Elizabeth is almost 30 at this point, which doesn't keep her from fooling around with Edward when he gets into his late teens, producing an illegitimate heir who ends up, if I'm not confusing mustaches, best buddy to a guy de Vere will later push as Elizabeth's successor. He's sort of a frustrated politician, you see, when he's not furiously writing plays that he hopes to fob off on some other playwright.
Well, I can't very well use my name, can I? I'm the 17th Earl of Oxford, the Lord Great Chamberlain of England, Viscount Bulbeck, Lord of Escales, Sandford and Battlesmere, etc., etc., etc. No, I have a reputation to protect.
Enter a buffoonish, basically illiterate actor named Shakespeare, who's game to be paid as a playwright, but would really prefer to act in the plays.
I will not let that oaf Spencer have another go at one of my roles. No, only Will Shakespeare can pump the life into Romeo's veins and his codpiece.
Now, as silly as most of this is, Anonymous is undeniably handsome, as directed by, well, let's go with Emmerich, but I still favor Branagh. The costumes are gorgeous, enough velvet and brocade to make everybody seem upholstered. Computer graphics allow soaring shots over the muddy streets of a presumably digital London. And when de Vere decides to use Richard III to whip a theater audience into a political frenzy...
How do you think it ends?
No doubt tragically.
Basically turning the play into a propaganda tool, the mob looks persuasive enough that for some viewers it may not matter that very little of this actually happened.
Make ready!
Grant the film's big moments a kind of loopy majesty, and note that they're nicely acted by the likes of Rhys Evans as a soulful de Vere, Rafe Spall as a whoremongering Shakespeare, and both Vanessa Redgrave and her daughter Jolie Richardson as a surprisingly randy virgin queen. Still, plot matters, and I'm guessing that this film's plot will prove more or less incoherent for folks who can't already identify, say, Ben Jonson, Robert Cecil, and the second Earl of Essex, and exasperating for those who can. Also, frustrating for anyone who worries that reducing a play like Richard III to a mere propaganda tool to whip up a mob diminishes it a bit. You know, that proof-demanding academic crowd who'll no doubt spend that scene and maybe the whole rest of the movie muttering, a source, my kingdom for a source. I'm Bob Mondello.